Raising women's voices, one story at a time. Welcome to the She Said Project Podcast. Hello and welcome to another awesome episode of the She Said Project podcast. I am your host, Jeanette Jerzyk, National Director of the She Said Project. I've got an amazing woman with me here in the studio. Yes, Carrie Rosso, I'm looking at you.
Me?
Carrie Rosso, co-founder of the She Said Project, which means many things. But what we talk about here on the podcast is the live shows that have been produced for more than 5 years now, and all the women and all the stories that have come through the She Said stage that have empowered the women of one community. And now here on the podcast, you know, our goal is to empower even more women through the power of storytelling. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
It's pretty overwhelming. I've always been really lucky, or dare I say, hashtag blessed, with a lot of amazing women in my life. And this show, because we are so purposeful about having diversity in such a range of, you know, we want to hear from the straight girls, the gay girls, the everything in between girls, the white girls, the black girls, the Mexican girls, all those things. It makes me a better person because when something pops up in my own life at this point of having so many shows, there's almost always someone that's been in the show that I can call on and say, hey, what's up with whatever? Or this isn't in my wheelhouse. Can you walk me through this? Or they've already done it and I can just watch their clip. It's just this plethora of women's stories. And I hope that everybody has that you have women in your life. And if you don't, well, we can direct you.
Find your tribe. But something you've always said and that you've inspired in me is that you want every woman to have a seat at the table. That's what She Said is about, sharing all the stories, but also listening, being there to listen sincerely, intentionally, compassionately, and that, you know, the woman who's talking, they could be a mom, not a mom. They could be your neighbor. They could be 18. They could be 80. When you talk about diversity, you run the gamut. That's what She Said, right? Runs the gamut. It's about the experience of being a woman in today's world, which, that alone, who doesn't have a story about that?
Well, we're just trying to make that the template bigger and broader. Because our guest today is going to talk, one of the things she talks about is parenthood and balancing. And I have 4 children of my own. And so what that meant to me when they were toddlers is very different than what it means to me having 4 teenagers now. And giving permission to whatever works for you, that's it. That's where the bacon is, because I like bacon. But also, it's different for everyone.
So let's bring her into the conversation. Janina, are you with us?
I am.
We'd like to introduce you to the world, to our audience. This is Janina Taylor Baker, who joined us on stage, That's What She Said, back in 2016. And like Carrie said, you know, we tell all the stories, and you represent so many different facets of womanhood and motherhood. But let's talk about the story you shared that night. Do you remember that night?
Absolutely.
Your piece,
forget it.
Your piece was called Mom PhD. That's a loaded statement. Yeah, tell us about where you were in your life when you joined us that year.
Oh, gosh. It wasn't even that long ago, but it feels like forever ago. And just thinking about what I was talking about and what I had went through. My children were obviously younger, 3 boys, and they continue to grow and eat and talk and do all the things that I talked about in that speech. When I think about today, one of the things that I feel like I kind of left out is the village that it takes to get through and make it through all of the different phases of their life. And that's exactly where we are now. I think in that space, people used to ask me, how do you do it all with school, with work, with family? And I never felt comfortable with any of it. And I've learned to survive and I hopefully thrive in at least one or two of the areas. But it's been my village that's really gotten us through.
And I love that you bring that up, because it does take a village for one baby, for 2 babies. You had 3 babies. You were finishing your PhD. You were on the school board. You were doing so many things. And like you said, women want to know, how do you do it all? So let's go ahead and listen to your performance from That's What She Said in 2016, and then we can find out how you continue to do it all. We're going to listen to Janina Taylor Baker sharing what her life is like as mom PhD. That's What She Said 2016 in Champaign-Urbana.
I left my full-time job to be a stay-at-home mom on May 26, 2016. I went back to work full-time on August 18, 2016. It's a hard job. Those of you who do it, I applaud you. I know that many of us with kids struggle with the work in the home, work out of the home decision. I never thought I'd be a stay-at-home mom. So you might ask why I would willingly quit my job to become a stay-at-home mom of three boys? Allow me to share with you three fond memories that made me reconsider if I could, should be a stay-at-home mom. One night, my seven-year-old asked my husband if I was a one-trick pony. Of course, I blame the lovely influences of the older kids at day camp, because then he went on to tell us that he was not going to marry a one-trick pony. Besides moments like this, I quickly realized that my boys were having experiences with the day camp counselors and other kids that they should be having with me. Shouldn't I be taking them to the park or on hikes or to the library to get books? Oftentimes, the day was nearly over by the time I picked them up. After some sports practice most nights, we'd go home, eat dinner, and it was soon time for bed. It left only the weekends for real family time, and it left me thinking, what else was I going to miss? And for the record, the answer is no, I am not a one-trick pony. Another night, my husband and I were having a contest naming state capitals with our older two boys serving as hosts. We were flying through most of the states, but we got to Iowa, and they said, what's the capital? We didn't know at all. So we said, "What? Just give us a hint. Our oldest child says, D. I shouted, Des Moines. I knew it. Had to be it. He says, no. Dumbfounded, my husband and I look at each other. Confused. What else could it be? He says it's Des Moines. But wait, it gets better. We finally got to the last state, Wyoming. This game was taking forever. I was glad we were getting to the last state. And so, of course, again, we don't know what the capital is. It's kind of embarrassing. So, again, we say, just give us a hint. Our middle child says, C. That's all I needed. I shouted, Cheyenne, and he says, no. Again, dumbfounded for, I don't know, the umpteenth time. We're like, just fine, let's finish this game. What's the answer? And he says, it's shiny. I know what you're all thinking. Blame the school. But I won't. The administrators, teachers, staff at Carrie Busey have been nothing short of amazing. Yeah, yeah. Instead, I'm going to attribute it to myself. When I was his age, my mom stayed at home with my sisters and I, and we always did a word of the day. Thank you, Mom. I feel like I should be having that time with my kids, too. Even though I probably messed them up, I hate to admit, but I recently discovered via Facebook that the phrase is intents and purposes, not intensive purposes. This coming from the girl who still says, whores divorce. Laugh, please. Happens all the time. But then, there was that one night. I forgot to pick up my son from basketball practice. You can laugh, it's okay. Not only that, I forgot to pick up his friend, too, being honest. After a long day of work, I was racing back home in the winter on my hour-plus commute to fulfill my duties as chauffeur. Long story. Talk to me at the after party. Reaching what I thought was my final destination, my husband asked me where our oldest son was at. 3 times he asked me this. It wasn't until he came up to me and asked me point blank if I had picked up Earlison and from basketball and brought him to wrestling that I felt the heat rise in my neck and my face, a lump in my throat, my insides flip. I hadn't. Not knowing what to do, I reached for my phone, only to see missed calls from his friend's mom and my son's coach. Thank goodness his friend's mom is a pastor's wife. Seriously. And practices forgiveness on the regular. We can laugh about it now. I still haven't stopped apologizing. But what I have done is realize I was doing too much. People often ask me, how do you do it all? And honestly, I don't think I do. Besides working full-time, I'm a wife, a mother, a sister, a daughter, a granddaughter, daughter-in-law, sister-in-law, aunt, friend, colleague, confidant, cheerleader, PTA, or member of the school board. It goes on and on. Thanks. It's a lot. I'm raising 3, well, really 4 boys, including my husband. It's true. There's a boo. I'm 34, and I just finished my PhD in educational organization and leadership. Thanks. So it is a lot. Ironically, though, I track the ages of my children with the phases in my life. I have a moving to Champaign baby, a graduate school baby, and a dissertation baby. I know you have those too. So yeah, something had to give. And that's what began the summer of Mom PhD, and I was ready. I had made great plans, you know, our summer bucket list, and it was going to be memorable. I had done my research, of course, printed off 4 pages of summer fun. I even got it laminated. So how did it go? Well, it wasn't the summer I thought it'd be. You know when you're at work and you look on Facebook, you know, Peggy was saying, and you see these amazing pictures of what people are doing while you're at work? Didn't quite happen. Our middle child wasn't tall enough for the water slides. Several friends that we had planned play dates for were on vacation. And my kids were always complaining about it being too hot. Towards the end of the summer, I started to realize why my stay-at-home mom friends were so excited for school to start. A memorable summer indeed. I absolutely love my kids, and I also realize it's okay for me to work outside the home. It's what works for me, for us. While the time together increased as a stay-at-home mom, the quality has never diminished. In fact, I appreciate our time together more, just being in the present and in the moment with them. I wasn't looking for a job this fall, but a cool opportunity came my way. And I felt my voice was needed in the conversation. Not only is it flexible, but it allows me to showcase my other skills and abilities. I have no idea what the future holds, or if this opportunity will present itself again, or frankly that I would take it. But I'm still learning this thing called work-life balance. Most of all, I'm still working to be the mom I want to be.
So Janina, I'm overwhelmed listening to your stories. How does it feel to remember that moment in time?
It's funny. I bring it up in relation to some other events in my life and how scary and nervous they all were. And this definitely is one of those times. For some reason, we try to memorize our lines and every single one of us. And we look back and it's fun to watch some of the performances now because we're like, we didn't have to memorize all of that. Like, it would have taken some of the nervousness out, but we were all overachievers in that space. So it reminds me of that part, but it also reminds me of what fun we had. I can see each of those women today and we hug and just, it takes us back to like that journey that we all had together. And I'm so grateful for the experience because I've gained many new friends from it and feel like we've been through this kind of our own sorority in the process because we all known, you know, how to how you go through that from like not even knowing what your story was, you know, being someone, I think it was Carrie told me I had to be funny. I'm like, I'm not funny. I think I actually am now. I've grown into it.
You said one sentence and had the audience reeling with laughter. I mean, that opening moment where you shared with the audience that you made a decision to be a stay-at-home mom because, you know, that was the stage your kids were at and that was important to you and you were going to do it. And then things changed and that's okay. It's okay that things change, but you were so honest and vulnerable about sharing, you know, that decision that, I mean, just hundreds of women that night laughed with you, not at you, you know, laughed with you in solidarity because
I laughed at you,
you know, to speak for, you know, for moms everywhere, we've all been there. We've all been there trying to make that decision, or many of us have been there to make that decision. So you made that decision. And where are you today in your career? Did that decision hold?
Well, I always told my husband that I would love to be a stay-at-home mom when all the boys were in school. And so they're all in school now.
So it's like, wouldn't it be nice if I didn't have to run out the door in the morning? What if I just got everyone off to school and then, oh, we could fill our days with yoga and lunch dates and
I just don't see that happening. But one of the things I think about, Janina, that is so clear in my mind is I think because I always describe each cast, it's like because we were both athletes and I remember you doing push-ups on the floor just before the curtain went up. And I look over and Janina is on the floor doing push-ups. And I was like, dang, girl. So then I was like, well, I could do push-ups with her. I could just get a few more chocolates in my mouth before we get out there. But I think that you brought that atmosphere of being an athlete and team, like your season seems like that's what always sticks out to me. What a close-knit group you guys were.
Well, the push-ups were so that my triceps look good in that dress.
I need to take a page out of your book, honey.
And they looked awesome.
They did.
I might say.
You did. You looked.
I was working out really good then. So yes, I worked for those. But you're right. And I'm sure the other casts have also been close. I've talked with several of them, and I think that that is definitely a benefit of being a part of. That's what she said. I think our group was just, I don't know, even more special.
We
were
special.
All so different. It was funny when I attended last year. I was like, I'm not going to cry. I don't need this Kleenex. And I cried. I don't cry. I do not cry.
I'm still trying to get Carrie to cry one of these days. I think that is like the challenge on the table is to make every show more and more meaningful and emotional so Carrie Rossa will cry.
Yeah, it's not happening. You
know, that's what Carrie and I, we also share that.
Yep,
we're
non-criers.
I don't know what happened.
You went under.
Hey, I embrace the emotions. That's who I am. But you're right, Janina. It's a sisterhood. You know, we embrace and enjoy the journey with each woman and each group that go through the process of developing their story. We like to say, find your story, own your story, share your story, because your story has an impact on other women in your life, in your community. And now through this podcast, we're so grateful that we're getting to share these stories that have already been told and been enjoyed with a whole new audience. And so thanks for coming on with us and remembering what it was like to to be part of the journey, if that's what she said. I know that there are so many women out there who can relate to the decisions you had to make and all the things that you did and continue to juggle in your everyday life. And so speaking of juggling, you took some time out of your very busy schedule to be with us. So we're grateful.
Thank you.
Hashtag.
Thanks for the invitation.
Thank you,
cutie.
My
goodness. We look each and every week to continue the mission of women supporting women through the power of storytelling on stage. That's what she said. And now through the She Said Project podcast. Thanks for joining us. Thank you for listening to the She Said Project podcast in partnership with Illinois Public Media. All materials contained in the podcast are the exclusive property of the She Said Project and That's What She Said LLC. For more information on our live shows, go to shesaidproject.com. This podcast was presented by Sterling Wealth Management, empowering women to live their best lives. Learn more at sterlingwealthmanagement.com.